Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai. With the top stories from Wednesday, here's KSRM's Anthony Moore.
The nation's divide over mask wearing exploded on the Senate floor Monday evening as Ohio Democratic Senator Sherrod Brown took aim at Senator Dan Sullivan, who is presiding over the Senate, asking him to wear a mask. In a follow-up, Senator Sullivan spoke to the story with Martha McCallum on the Fox News Channel yesterday, explaining the exchange.
We take the issue of the virus in the Senate very, very seriously. Everybody wears masks. As I mentioned, you know, the only time I don't wear a mask is when I'm speaking. When I preside, like I was last night, I was wearing a mask. And when I was making statements, I took my mask off. Then I put it back on. That's the same way we proceed with hearings. And so Senator Brown knows that. You know, what's going on here is really two things. First, you know, some of these far left senators like Senator Brown just can't help themselves on their desire to want to lecture people on these kind of issues, whether it's lecturing other U.S. senators or lecturing working families. And I think it's a put off. People recognize the challenges. We're going to get through these challenges. Martha, if you listen to the rest of Senator Brown's speech, he was essentially saying, hey, we shouldn't be here. We shouldn't be working. We should be hunkered down. And I just couldn't disagree more with him. We've been confirming judges this week. We're working on the Defense Authorization Act this week. The Senate should be showing the rest of the country that, yes, we can work through the pandemic safely.
According to reports, several senators have contracted the virus over the past 8 months, though the Senate has not been the venue for mass spread of the disease so far.
Local mayors strike a similar tone of encouragement and personal responsibility amid this COVID-19 pandemic and the rising of cases locally across the Kenai Peninsula. City of Kenai Mayor Brian Gabriel and Kenai Peninsula Borough Mayor Charlie Pierce spoke to constituents today. Mayor Gabriel.
We need to remain diligent. Initially, we saw success as a result of your personal efforts. Unfortunately, this is no longer the case. We are at a critical point as COVID-19 cases continue to surge on the peninsula. If we do not turn the tide of COVID-19, our community health and economy are going to suffer. And I'm asking each and every one of you to take personal responsibility for protecting the health of each other.
Mayor Pierce echoed a similar tone, stating his belief against mandating face masks.
You know, I'm not here today as your mayor to request to promote mask mandates. I'm here today, however, to request that we all unite together as individuals and be responsible for our decisions. You know, but I believe strongly that we need to do two very important things to survive this lifetime experience, and I need your help here. Number one, we need to protect the health and well-being of all essential individuals. Number two, we need to keep all of our businesses open and operational. If we can do those two things, and then still lower the numbers, keep the numbers at a level to where we can exist with them, I think we're going to be a very, very successful community.
And as a reminder, the Soldotna City Council will hold a work session Thursday evening at 4 o'clock p.m. featuring guest speakers, including Dr. Ann Zink, Alaska's chief medical officer. For more information, visit RadioKenai.com.
Stay tuned for more headlines on This Week on the Kenai.